My good friends, my dear podcast listeners, let's have another episode. It's Thursday, April 4th. Is it safe to assume that we are like 96 days or so into the year? Woo! I want to say that's like 25%, maybe. 90 times 4 is 360, something like that. About 25% into the year. I haven't drank alcohol for 25% of the year. I'm strangely happy about that. You know, when I first did my fitness journey, when I lost like a shit ton of weight back in 2020 during COVID, when the world was getting fat, I was running and losing weight. Did we have anybody like that? Did anybody of you guys do that? Yeah. Anybody did what the opposite people were doing? Anyways, when I did that, I gave up alcohol for 100 days, and I'm going to go 365, so I'm excited for next Wednesday, because that will be the longest I've ever not drank since I was 21, because I didn't have my first sip of alcohol until I was like 21, because I'm a good boy, and I never vomited from alcohol. I think I've said that, like, it's just never been a quote-unquote vice. But then again, what is a vice? Because yeah, I could do like some drinks and not get super hammered, but if you do it often and it starts to impede your relationship with life, and you start to desire it and crave it, and you look to it for comfort or southern comfort, it is a vice. And a lot of times we associate vices with like these, I don't know, big deal things like, I cannot stop watching Pornhub. It's all over my phone. I just can't refresh it every time I go to the bathroom. And I, you know, like, not every vice is like, heroin is like, I just can't stop shooting up my veins. You know, a lot of times vices are like quiet, you know? I won't say a lot of times, but there are times where vices are more silent. Trickle in ever so carefully. Why do you think the scriptures associate evilness with a snake? A little slithering snake, and you don't really see them coming. On another scripture verses, it's a wolf in sheep's clothing, right? These are analogies and biblical references for the way temptation and vices and quote-unquote evil works in the world. And sometimes you have to just hammer off its head and do drastic things. So for me, it was like, let's just go a year without it. And here I am, guys, Thursday, April 4th, 25% done. And I can tell you that I really feel like the hardest part might be done with, you know, because if you can go like a quarter of the year, like, it's pretty good. Like, because usually the biggest temptations are like in the beginning, and I'm sure there'll be some temptations later on, more specifically my birthday or things like that. But I feel like I've already faced like the biggest temptations so far, and I passed them. So we're just gonna keep going, guys, and I encourage you to do the same, man. To do the fucking same. I know there's some drinkers out there. I know there's some people that need that buzz, and they've justified it so deep in their veins that they're not alcoholics. And yet, you can't put it down, bro. You just can't. You don't have the willpower. But I don't want to. But it's hurting you. It's hurting you. So maybe that doesn't apply to you. Maybe you're fine. But hey, if you're serious about your health and fitness and you're trying to lose weight and you're still drinking alcohol on a weekly, hey, buddy, you're a walking contradiction, because that shit ain't going to work.
Oh, but I see like bodybuilders and The Rock, and they drink alcohol.
Fuck them. That's not your story. Just because they do it doesn't mean it works on your body. Can I get an amen? You need to follow your conscience. And if anything of what I just said pertains to you and you're like, you know what? I need to give up drinking. I need to cut back on drinking. Cut back is like, I like saying that, but like, dude, what the fuck does that even mean? So I would have normally had like 5 drinks this week, but I had 4. Okay, yeah, you cut back, but you still suck. Like, I like taking drastic measures sometimes for things because then you feel their full effect. That whole cold turkey analogy, it really does work. Maybe for you it isn't alcohol. Maybe it's soda. Maybe you have another form of vice that pertains to things you ingest, right? Maybe it's smoking, you know? Maybe it's, sweets. Maybe you need to give up sugar. Maybe you need to give up fucking sugar for a year. Why does that sound crazy? Maybe you need to give up eating out for 6 whole months. I cook all my meals. I do not eat out. You know, there's just so many cool things you can do that are sacrificial that will give you so many good results. My skin is looking better than ever. The other day, I'm in a cut and I weighed in and I lost some weight. And usually when I like lose like a good amount of weight and I won't weigh in for 7 more days, I'm like, let's have a reward. And usually that was wine and bread and it felt good, and but it was a setback and it would affect me. And the next day I'd feel hungrier, and the next day I'd be waiting till next weigh-in so I could do it again. And these are the quiet vices. And that's an alcoholic analogy, but maybe it's something else for you that you need to just put your fucking foot down. Stop being a whiny little. You just got to do it. Why are you listening to this podcast? Probably for the title. And I'm not even there yet. But I need you to give that intro because I know there's a fat boy out there that needs to hear it. I know there's a fat girl out there that needs to hear it. And that's mean, but it's the truth. And you need to make some changes because what you ingest is going to be the key to your self-mastery as a man or a woman or anything in between. What you ingest into your mouth is going to be the key to your self-mastery. Every few hours for the rest of your life, you will be ingesting something. And a lot of people use what they put in their mouth as an emotional fuel, and they never truly master themselves. So I'm going to stop there because that could be another podcast topic. And I want to get to the topic of today, which was, how do I wake up earlier? Okay. I have prided myself since 2020 when I began my fitness journey for waking up early. And it really has been one of the keys to getting more done. But also it's been one of the keys to going to bed earlier and avoiding all the bullshit that comes after 10 o'clock. I've had some great convos at night, late. I'm not against the night owl life. You could sleep 7 hours from midnight to 7, or you can sleep from 9 to 4. I think that there's always like a thin line, right? And a gray line, but I think the majority of people, right, if I would just handpick 100 people randomly from our planet, I would argue that the majority would be more creative in the hours between 6 and 9 a.m. than they would be from 9 to midnight. But there are exceptions. Maybe you're that person, but the majority of us and the majority of the listeners to this episode are more creative in the morning. And if you can go to bed early and rest your mind and wake up feeling refreshed, you will be so creative in the morning. Do I sound creative right now? 7:50 a.m. I woke up at 5. My quiet time. Needed to shave the old bald head today. And making this podcast, and if this was 10:42 at night, it wouldn't be like this, right? So there's a high level of energy and creativity that's sparked along with it in the morning But if we wake up later and most of us have jobs and whatnot, there is little time to be creative, and we go from waking up to eating something to working on something, and it's usually at our jobs, right? But there is a whole host of time that could be spent earlier in the morning to work on things that you really, really have an interest in or love, or maybe you just want to sit there and be with yourself and have some time with yourself. Or perhaps there is a business you want to start, or maybe it is a workout that you want to do because you have a goal, or maybe it's a little bit more planning or working on some extra things that pertain to your business or job or work, or perhaps you just want to wake up earlier and watch TV. That's okay too. But if you wake up late, or if you wake up and just eat and work, not only are you like, falling into like a just a very typical lazy category, but I just think you're missing out on some of the better things of life. And if you needed to be somewhere, right, and you needed to be there and you really wanted to experience it, and it was a really good thing, right? Would you want to show up later early, right? Well, if I was going to Machu Picchu, right, and I did that, and it's open from 7 a.m. and it closes at 4 p.m. If I got there at 1 o'clock, right, wouldn't that suck? But what if I got there at 6:50 and then I stayed from 7 to 10 a.m.? You know, or I was able to spend as much time as I wanted there. It would just be a better experience. It would be a better day. It would be more exciting. Like, I arrived early. I'm the first one. I'm up. I'm so ready for this experience and this sunrise coming in. And it's just everything feels better when it's early. It really does, guys. And it's like, there's a newness, right, and a crispness to a morning, to a day, to a life, to a baby, to a song, to everything. It's like when you're early, like it's like the first second in, the first moment in, the first day in, the first time in. Like, it, you know what I'm trying to say philosophically, is like there's a crispness to earliness. Oh, that would be the better name of this podcast. Maybe I'll go with that. There's a crispness to earliness, you know, just like fresh, the fresh song, the fresh track, the fresh bag of Lays. There's a freshness to earliness, and there is a laziness to tardiness. There is a laziness to tardiness, and it's hard to argue me on that, you know, and be like, nah, you're wrong. I mean, look, I guess I think it was Picasso. He worked from like 10:30 at night to like 3 in the morning, and you put out some of the best art in the world. You're not fucking Picasso, okay? So shut the fuck up, you know? Like, there are exceptions, I get it. But there's a laziness to tardiness, man. And there's a crispness to earliness. And I really think that unless you're getting up at 5 a.m., like that's my time, if you're getting up any time after that, you really should consider like dialing it back 30 minutes to an hour. You really should. If you want a better life. I'm going to just go ahead and say that. If you want a better life, if you want to drink deeply of life, you should wake up earlier. You should get there earlier. And I'm serious. Like, if you're waking up at 7 a.m., you're fucking missing out. You're missing out. And I know that's harsh, but damn, there's so many cool things that could happen between 6 and 7 that you just weren't there for. You're just missing out, bro. There's so many conversations with God you can have. There's so many things you can write down and dream about. There's so many things that you can visualize. There's so much meditation that can be done. There's so much planning that can be done. There's so much joy that can occur if you just woke up earlier. And if you weren't so lazy and kept sleeping and hitting that snooze button. 7 a.m. is late, boys. 7 a.m. is late. late. You heard it here first. Six, you know, I guess you're fine. Like, I just still think you're better than that, man. Five is my jam. And look, there could be another guy telling me, like, you should get up at four. But I just think, like, five aligns better for me with the general life of society. And when I'm telling you five, I'm like trying to build something in for the entirety of my life, right? So this isn't like something that's for a few months. Like, I'm like, no, like, I want to be 59 and waking up at five, you know? So for me, it's just, it lines up well with, it's early enough to be like, all right, that motherfucker's serious, but it's not early enough where it's like, dude, like, why are you getting up at 3:30? Like, what the fuck? Are you a security guard? You know, I used to do that, and it's just, it's not. It wasn't me. So everyone has their time. And I'm going to say like six is, I guess you're fine, but I just want to push you to five, bro. I just want to push you to five. And I want to tell you that you're fucking lazy if you're waking up at 7 a.m. or 6:30 or 6:15. Six is the latest. And if you wake up at five, you will have the full benefits of a great, great day. You don't need more than 7 hours of sleep. Get this 8-hour bullshit out of your head. Who told you that shit? That's a, like 33% of the whole day. No, you don't need that much sleep.
Oh, but the doctor. The doctor.
8 hours. I haven't slept 8 hours in years, bro. Holy shit. Well, there was one day I did. And I felt more tired when I got up. I think 7 hours is, man, it is plenty. It is plenty of sleep. 6.5 is good for me. But 7 hours is just fantastic. And you can go to bed at 10 p.m. Because after 10, I mean, fuck. Eh. Unless it's the weekend or something like that, and you're going out or whatever, I'll go out. I'll go to bed at 1 in the morning. You know, maybe sleep until 5:45, some shit like that. And then I'm tired the next day and I get back on schedule, right? But I don't go out that often. But after 10 o'clock, like, you know what's going to happen, guys. You know what's going on. And I don't know, if you got kids and you're married, it's a little bit more difficult and whatnot. And, you know, maybe there are things that occur after 10 p.m. Your kids should really be asleep by then. But maybe you're up with your lover or you're talking late hours into the night. Okay. I just still don't think that's an excuse to wake up at five. And I think you both will have a more fruitful relationship if you went to bed earlier and woke up earlier together. So I'm going to go ahead and push that partner as well to join you in your efforts. Because it's good for both of you and for the health and the creativity of the relationship. But yeah, 10 to 5. It's awesome. So, guys, that is a push for you under 20 minutes. So I want to keep it under 20 minutes, including my alcoholic introduction, to push you to wake up earlier. And don't disregard me. Don't just, nah, it's not for me. I need my 8 hours. No, you fucking don't need 8 hours of sleep. And it's not that hard to wake up earlier. And I'll leave you with this tip. Because people are like, well, how do you do it? How do you train your body? You put the alarm clock for 5 a.m. Okay? You put that fucking alarm clock for 5 a.m. and you get up. And if you're tired, you force yourself to get up like you were going to war or like you had a flight on Delta. Like, you will get up. And that day you will feel like shit because you didn't sleep well and you're tired. And then you're going to go to bed again. At the same time, as best you can, you're going to have the next day and you wake up, you're like, I'm fucking tired. I don't want to do this anymore. I need to sleep. I couldn't even function. My mind. All that shit that you say, and you're going to go to bed again and wake up at 5. And if you do it enough times, maybe 3, 4, 6, 16, I don't know. Eventually, it'll be 9:41 and you're like, I really need to go to bed. And you're going to go to sleep and you're going to sleep like a toddler, like a child, like a baby, and you're going to sleep so good. You're going to wake up at 5, and you're going to feel like it's 9 a.m., and you got your 8 hours, and you're just ready to conquer the day, but it'll be 5, and you have hours of creativity and production. That's how it happens. That's how it happens. Quite literally. All right, my friends. Until next time, I want to wish you a great April 4th. And I hope to see you on the next episode. Leave me a review, guys. Leave me a review. I haven't had a review like in a year, bro. Y'all suck. Like, somebody write something. Go in there, leave 5 stars, leave me a review on Spotify or on Apple, and send this episode to another lazy person that needs to hear it. How about that? How about that? All right. Love you guys.